This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour, the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to touch on what happened at USAID today. Going to wish everybody a happy, horrific anniversary. It's the five-year anniversary of something. I'll get to that in a minute. We'll do some emails, have some fun, all that and more coming up. The final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to rewind to the very beginning of the show. Remember what we were talking about the long-term goals for the Trump presidency and how we're all impatient, right? We want our mass deportations now. We want the economy fixed now. We want people in the government arrested now. But we won't know until the end whether or not these things are going to work out. We won't know. Or at least we won't know for a while. Till the end is not true. You're going to know after a while. If in a year from now, mass deportations aren't happening and the economy's still kind of crappy and no government people have even been arrested, then you know that we're probably looking at some failure. But we don't know that yet. We don't know that yet. But I want to focus on the government people being arrested thing. Because when I bring that up, I'll get people who will email in, and it's not a stupid email, but they'll email in and they'll say things like, Jesse, you're worried about government people getting arrested. We just have to secure the border. Everything else comes second. Jesse, we just have to get spending under control. Everything else comes second. Jesse, we have to get inflation under control. Everything else comes second. And so I need to once again emphasize my point that no, nothing else comes second to that. And let me explain why. It's not that I'm some bloodthirsty guy out for vengeance. It's not that. The border, if it gets secured, it's already secured, actually. Trump secured it again. Border is secured. If, God forbid, President Gavin Newsom takes over in 4 years, he's simply going to unsecure it again. Boom. Like it was never secure at all. I don't care what's passed into law. We had the border wall going up last time. The Biden administration simply stopped building it, sued so they didn't have to build it, and then they sold off the supplies. The border, once secured, will simply be unsecured by the next administration. Let's say Trump gets his inflation under control, cuts back on the government spending, and President Gavin Newsom walks into office in 2028. They'll spend 10 times as much. But there is one thing that we can do and must do that will last no matter who wins the next presidency, Republican, Democrat, 4 years, 8 years, 12 years from now, whatever. One thing will last if government people are, for the first time in my life, arrested for the crimes they've committed against you, against this country, and sent to prison. Not slaps on the wrist, not 6 months probation, arrested and sent to federal prison for the crimes they've committed. Then what that will do is it will help secure this country for the future. Meaning, let's say Pam Bondi impresses the heck out of us, and we'll call it 100. 100 government employees. We'll make it USAID because I'm about to make the story about them anyway from something that came out today. Let's say at the end of 4 years, 100 former USAID employees have been arrested, tried, convicted, and they are now doing long stretches in federal prison. What that will do is this. 2028, Gavin Newsom takes over. God forbid. 2028, Gavin Newsom takes over. And immediately he does or tries to do what the Biden administration does. And somebody, him or one of his lackeys, they walk into USAID and they tell all the dirty communists who work there, hey, listen, it's the slush fund back in business, baby. We're going to be sending you billions here and billions there, and you need to do this and you need to do that, criminal with it. Well, the dirty communists working in USAID will want to do it, but you know what else they'll know? Hey, I don't think I can do that. I'm sorry. The last guy who did that, he went to prison as soon as a Republican took over. I can't just sit here. I can't just sit here and commit crimes now that a Democrat took over, because the next time we get some sane people in charge, I'm going to go to prison. So no, I can't do that. There is nothing more important that will happen in the next 4 years, or not happen, than government people going to prison. It's why I screamed that they should have fought harder for Matt Gaetz. Don't care that you don't like him. It doesn't matter to me at all. I don't know him. Don't necessarily care for him either. Matt Gaetz is the bull in a china shop who 100% would have gone into the DOJ and started blowing everything up inside the government. But Matt Gaetz got torpedoed almost immediately. And immediately we turn to former Florida AG Pam Bondi, who has a good reputation. This is not a Pam Bondi hate fest, but good reputation, solid, really solid. It's not anything close to what we need right now. We need an attorney general, not on Fox News every night. We need an attorney general willing to make herself the most hated human being in the history of Washington, D.C. by arresting and imprisoning the criminals inside of our government. Arrests and imprisonment. And allow me to point you to something that happened this morning. The reporting is out of Politico. Nahal Tusi and Felim Kine are the ones who did the reporting. This is the headline. This is from today. U.S. aid official tells remaining staffers to shred and burn all your documents. A senior official at USAID instructed the agency's remaining staff to convene at the agency's now former headquarters in Washington on Tuesday for an all-day group effort to destroy documents stored there, many of which contain sensitive information. The materials earmarked for destruction include the contents of the agency's classified safes and personnel documents at the Ronald Reagan building, said an email sent by USAID's acting executive director, Erica Carr, and obtained by Politico. Quote, shred as many documents first and reserve the burn bags for when the shredder becomes unavailable or needs a break, the email said. Carr instructed staff to, quote, label the burn bags with the words secret and USAID BIO, agency shorthand for bureau or independent office. This was at 9:30 this morning. Why in the world would a government office, would the head of a government office send out a panicked email in a building that's essentially supposed to be empty, instructing everybody to get the shredder ready, get the burn bags ready? We have a lot of evidence to destroy. The reason that happened is we have a criminal government. The United States government is an ongoing criminal enterprise, and the crimes they are committing are against you, your children, and their children after them. The United States government is full of communist criminals who are so accustomed to walking away scot-free after committing their crimes, they will actually send out emails to the entire staff informing them about all the documents they're going to shred and burn before that evil Donald Trump can get his hands on said documents. Are there electronic records preserved? I don't know. I've had people tell me they should be. We should be good to go. That is totally beside the point. The point is, the only reason you'd have an all-hands-on-deck meeting to shred and burn documents is because you're covering up the crimes you've been committing. Sorry, I don't know why I can't talk. So again, I will emphasize this point. As of this moment, I am being as patient as I possibly can be. I would like to know why Pam Bondi herself and 50 federal agents weren't at this USAID building this morning as soon as this email came out. The AG herself walks in and says the next person who shreds something goes to Leavenworth for the rest of their natural life. Everything stops immediately. These documents are mine. I don't want to hear that tomorrow, well, you know, we're going to look into this. I've sent over a formal inquiry. Yeah, I've told them that by this time next month, I need answers. No. I need government criminals to go to prison or we cannot save the country. The lowest taxes, the most secure border, the best inflation, none of those things mean diddly squat if we continue to be run by a government of criminals. And the person who can do something about that, her name is Pam Bondi. And I need to see arrests. And as I've said before, I don't give a crap how mad it makes you if this 4 years of Trump's presidency ends without government people in presidency. The 4 year Trump presidency is a failure, no matter what else happens. That's a fact. We'll do some emails, do some other stuff in a moment before I get myself upset. Apparently the whole government should be on some chalk. Maybe we should send a female vitality stack over to Pam Bondi. The DOJ will just send pallets of male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks so everybody has the energy, the want to, the aggressiveness to go after this stuff and get it stopped and get it done. If I sound desperate to get this stuff done, it's because I am. If I sound desperate to get the country's testosterone levels up, it's because I am. Because Lord knows it looks like we're going to need it no matter what. And the anti-communists at Chalk, my friends at Chalk, they have these wonderful natural herbal supplements that will have you feeling so good. I'm not telling you this for any other reason than I want you to feel good. Chalk can do that for you. Give them 90 days. If you don't feel good, markedly different after 90 days, cancel your subscription. Go try some. Get a fat discount for life on your subscription. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm not going to lie, I got myself a little bit worked up there. But a lot of that has to do with the fact that I want government people to go to prison. Another part of it is really producer Corey set me off pretty good earlier, if I'm being honest. We got chicken wings today. Okay? Pretty normal order. We're all pretty white trash around here. Chicken wings. Everybody loves chicken wings. Corey walks into the kitchen, grabs his chicken wings. Now, when he grabbed his chicken wings, I happen to be in possession of the brown bag, the sacred brown bag that contained all the sauces. The blue cheeses, there was ranch, there was even Southwestern ranch, and really most foods serve as a delivery system for whatever heavenly sauce you happen to have. Now, everybody knows that wings, they need to be dipped in something. Ranch, blue cheese, it's the mixture of both flavors. It's a party in your mouth, right? That's the essence of it. Corey walks out without touching the bag of dips. And me, you know, Mr. Nice, I said something, I don't know, I'm paraphrasing. Corey, could I bring you a dip or something like that you could dip your wings in? I think that's how I put it. It was something close to that. And Corey then informed me that this psychopath doesn't eat his wings dipping them in anything at all. Nothing. It's deranged. Chris, why are you defending him? What, Corey? Defend yourself first, Corey. What? Defend yourself, please. The buffalo is not the sauce. The buffalo is one of the two sauces. The dip is so you get a yin and yang. You get a white creamy sauce of some kind, a tangy sauce mixed with the buffalo sauce. They cut through. You seriously never have ranch or blue cheese with your wings? And you think this is normal? Don't tell me I'm the only person that's ever pointed this out to you, that that's weird and abnormal. Producer Corey said it sounds like I can't handle the heat. It's not a manliness thing, okay? I can handle the heat. And by the way, this from the guy who ordered medium wings. Maybe you forgot who put in the order. I can't handle the heat. But Corey got the freaking children's wings, medium wings. That's for kindergarten class. What, Chris? That is a good point. He is from Boston, right? We'll get you a steamer or something, Corey. We'll get something along those lines. Giant hands, Jesse. Could you please explain the proper etiquette for civilians when Taps is played? I know you should stand and remove your hat to show respect for the fallen, but in my little town, they play Taps every night at dusk. In that particular instance, I'm not exactly sure what to do. I try to be respectful, but I'm often the only person that stops and removes his hat in the parking lot of our grocery store when this happens. How does the normal civilian that never served navigate this situation? Thank you for your infinite wisdom. My three sons would love a shout out if you decide to read this. Their names are O, Finn, and Gray. I already love this family. This is great. Well, I don't know that there is some specific code of conduct you have to abide by, but I will tell you what we do in my house. This is for the national anthem. If there is a game on, even if it's on television, for the national anthem and for Taps being played, most definitely, we stand up. We don't sit. If you're wearing a hat, it is removed, and we remain silent. Maybe you put your hand over your heart. Maybe you don't. I'm not that much of a stickler on that. My point on it always when I'm talking to my sons about it is you are showing respect. And you are doing something that shows that respect. Now, if other people in your tiny town or football stadium or wherever you happen to be showing your respect, if other people do not join in that, that is their problem. I think, just a suggestion maybe, you got three boys, maybe at Taps time every day, if you're home, maybe you walk out in front of your house at the end of the driveway, the sidewalk, maybe all four of you, or I don't know how many people are in your family, maybe you all stand there, hand over your heart silently every day. Maybe you think that sounds dumb. I don't want to look dumb. Okay. What if tonight it's you? What if by this time next week, your neighbor across the street's doing it? What if this time next year, your entire block's doing it? What if in a little while, your entire town comes out every night? I love that your town does that, by the way. What if after a little while, your entire town stops what they're doing, dinner, TV, life, stands up, maybe even comes to the end of their driveway and silently just stands there, hats off, stands there while the fallen are honored? Just a thought, just an idea. In fact, now I kind of want to petition my town to start playing that. That's really sweet your town does it. But just a thought. Anyway, let's do a couple more emails here. But before I get to the emails, I do want to do a little bit of an anniversary. I think it would pay for us to remember something. Before we remember that, let's do remember the unborn who can't speak up. The unborn baby right now. That little boy, that little girl growing in his mother's womb. He can't shout, "Someone help me." He can't shout, "Mom's about to make a terrible decision and end my life." He can't shout it. He doesn't have a Facebook account. He doesn't have a voice yet. We have to be his hands and feet. We have to be his voice. We have to be his advocate. But how do we do that? Just tell people you're pro-life? Well, that's not enough. What if we instead give his mother a free ultrasound so she can learn that's not a clump of cells? That's your baby. When a woman hears the heartbeat, she chooses life almost every time. Did you know that? These are women changing their minds. They're about to abort the baby. Hear the heartbeat? Okay, never mind. That's my baby. I choose life. That's what preborn does. That's what you do through preborn. They give free ultrasounds to these women. $28 is what it costs. But it's tax deductible. You give them as much as you want. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, a wonderful Tuesday. And yes, we'll be back tomorrow for a hump day. Remember, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, before we get to the emails, I want to just walk down memory lane really quickly. And it is important. I'm not doing this just to beat us all up. I just want everyone to know that this is the 5-year anniversary of all the COVID insanity, where the, quote, land of the free turned into something else entirely. It turned into a tyrannical medical dictatorship where we suffered at the hands of the corrupt, evil institutions of this country. And just how evil were they? I just thought a little reminder would be helpful. And this is done in part for each and every one of you who suffered during that time. I have your emails still and still suffer from the consequences of that time. We shouldn't lose sight of the fact that this terrible inflation, that's where it all began, when we decided to stop a $20 trillion economy and start passing stimmy check bills. That's where it all began. The origins of so much of our pain now can be tied directly to the disastrous decision to shut down an economy for a virus. You never shut down your economy for any reason, ever. Parts of it may shut down because of this or that, but you never look at your economy and say, hey, you, stop. That you don't do that. But the United States of America and most of the known world did. And we got things like this.
Here's what I want you and America to know. Those projections are definitely sobering. But they don't have to be our reality. If we really do our part, stay at home, social distance, then we can flatten our curve even below those projections.
I just want to pause before I let's just pause. I'm going to let him continue. Social distancing. Do you know why your kid couldn't go to school, lost their reading comprehension? Maybe they still aren't even caught up in math. Why you couldn't graduate from high school in a big ceremony? Social distancing. Do you know why? You know why you had to say goodbye to your dying mother over a Zoom call? Social distancing. Why you had to stand on those stupid footsteps in the grocery store? Social distancing. Why did they take down the outdoor basketball hoops? Social distancing. It was all built around the idea that if everyone just stood 6 feet away from everyone else, that would somehow fix something, which is the dumbest freaking thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And it was embraced by virtually the entire scientific and medical community and every moron politician on both sides of the aisle. Virtually every moron politician on both sides of the aisle went along with this madness.
Social distancing is absolutely critical. And if you can't social distance and you're outside, you must wear a mask.
Other than wearing masks, washing hands, avoiding crowds, and social distancing, what more on a policy level do we in the United States need to be doing?
Well, what we've got to do is make what you just said, Jake, uniform, not spotty. Everybody's got to do it. There's no excuse not to do that right now, because we know that can turn things around.
They all lied about everything. Remember when every single institution in your country insisted that you were a deranged conspiracy theorist? If you insisted that virus, I don't know, maybe came from one of the viral labs inside of Wuhan, they all demanded that you acknowledge it came from a wet market, a bowl of bat soup. That was all a lie. Every institution parroted the lie. And just maybe right now, maybe your tender heart is making excuses for them, but they didn't know. Nobody knew. Oh, no. The things these demons did to this country, they very much knew. They did so with intention, and they did so because they're evil, soulless demons. Remember when ivermectin started to hit the news? Now you should know, I know personally doctors who prescribed ivermectin, and they all tell me to a man, if you took it early enough, if you caught COVID early, started taking ivermectin early, you could sail through it. Every one of them has told me that. Do you remember when America's pharmacies, many of them, wouldn't fill ivermectin prescriptions? Do you remember how every institution in this country, when we were presented with a possible life-saving drug that was easily affordable and easily available, and those are probably the two reasons they hated it, we were presented with an easily available, easily affordable drug called ivermectin that could potentially save lives. I want to remind you just how criminal and evil the institutions in your country were when we were presented with that information.
Ivermectin is something more often used to deworm horses.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock.
Rogan said the word ivermectin. Yes, that's the deworming medicine made to kill parasites. And
so things are clearly bad, but they're being made even worse by people who have refused to take the vaccine and instead are swallowing horse paste.
Hydroxychloroquine does more bad than good for coronavirus patients.
In the study of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on six continents found that those who received that drug promoted by Donald Trump as a, quote, game changer in the fight against the virus had a significantly higher risk of death.
Taking hydroxychloroquine, despite mounting evidence that it doesn't work against COVID-19 and could, in fact, be harmful.
Ivermectin wasn't harmful to anybody. Ivermectin was potentially a game changer for a really nasty chest virus. And it wasn't just media talking heads. The FDA themselves put out a post on social media calling it horse dewormer when it had previously, the guy who created it, had won a Nobel Prize for how many doses it had been given to human beings. By the billions of doses had been given safely to human beings. And when our institutions found out it might fix COVID, they all ran to the news and told you you couldn't take it, and American pharmacies wouldn't even give it to you. We had people going to horse feed shops trying to adjust the dosage because they did grab the animal version because it was the only way they could get their hands on it. Happy anniversary. I have not let it go, in case you can't tell. I am not okay with it. I have not forgiven, because nobody who did this to us has asked for our forgiveness. So I have not forgiven any of them. I still want my payback. I still want my reckoning. And I will never forget what happened to this country I love. And I hope you don't either. So there was that. I just wanted to get that off my chest. It's the 5-year anniversary. Now, obviously, you saw the stock market again today. Do you notice we keep having the same conversation? You notice how the market is reacting to all this stuff? Markets don't like anything upsetting the apple cart. They want the same system we've always had. But that doesn't save your retirement, does it? You worked your entire life putting money away, 401k, whatever you have. And now, if you've been paying attention, it's evaporating in front of your eyes. How do you stop it from all going away? What do? You get precious metals in there. Gold Co. will help you. They make it easy. They're the ones you can trust to help you. They have all the 5-star reviews for a reason. White glove service. They'll send you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. You might qualify for thousands of dollars in bonus silver. But you can't get any of that unless you call them. Or at least go to jessielikesgold.com and start there. Or call them. If you're a phone person, call them. 855-817-GOLD. Don't sit and cross your fingers that your retirement stays strong. Make sure of it. 855-817-GOLD. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get to headlines, and I'm going to play a little bit of Caroline Leavitt today, Brooke Rollins today, good news about egg prices, RFK Jr. I wanted to read this email. I'm not going to give out the guy's name, of course, but I don't know. Maybe some of this will speak to you, and the way life can kick you around. The subject of this one is reaching for help. Jesse, it's going to be an odd email, but I think you'll understand. What I'm going to say is a bunch of quick facts of my life. I've never sent an email like this before. I'm going through a very rough time in my life. I've been married 16 years, possible divorce. Wife and I are separated. New baby on the way. 40 years old. She's 41. We have an 11-year-old beautiful autistic boy. Wife is living with her parents. It's been 3 weeks. I haven't seen my son. Been working in oil and gas nearly 18 years. Both of us, Texas A&M graduates. She's been staying at home. My father passed away when I was 18. I always promised him I'd be strong, but I'm not so strong anymore. My wife's mom has dementia the last 15 years. Stress is 200% with the entire situation. I speak to the Lord every day, but I can't hear him anymore, but I know he's there. My wife and I met you. I don't want to say where they met me, just in case, you know, she's listening or something. I know you get these emails often. People look up to you. I get it. If there's a way I can get out of oil and gas and sweep the floor at your office, give me a chance. Money isn't important anymore. It's a sense of purpose I'm looking for. I'm looking to be part of something bigger. I told you it was an odd email, but I'm listening to you right now on the podcast. I can't sleep anymore. Life is tough, dude. All right. So, first of all, no, I don't think we have anything at the office. I don't know. I'll check with Chris on that. That would be more his area than mine. I don't think we have anything at the office, but I wanted to talk to you just really quickly, not necessarily just specifically to this guy, but anyone who's going through hell right now, because that's a lot, isn't it? That is a lot. Any one of those things, a relative going through dementia, is there anything worse than that? It's horrible. I've seen it. It's awful. An 11-year-old boy that is perfect, you know, just the way God made him, but he requires extra work. You know, autism oftentimes requires a lot of extra work. Marriage on the rocks with a baby on the way. Gosh, that alone, the stress that would be involved there. And I'm not here to tell you that everything is going to work out. I am not. But the only thing I will say is this. Life does this to everybody from time to time. Everybody goes through horrible things from time to time. Horrible periods of life. And we all have this in common. When we go through them, we feel like they're going to last forever. Forever. Just full disclosure here. I am still not doing great myself. How about that? With the loss of my father. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to be without him. Does that make sense? Like, I'm 43 years old. He was always there. He could, if I had something I was mad about or even just complaining about taxes, you could always call dad and he would yell at me about that, right? At least you got a job, right? But he was there. So is it everything you're going through? No, of course not. I'm not comparing it at all. Not comparing it at all. But I'll tell you right now, because people keep telling me, it'll get better one day. It'll get better one day. I don't think it will. And I'm sure they're probably right, but for me at the moment, doesn't feel like that. Doesn't feel like that at all. Keep praying. That's what I'm going to tell you. He's listening. Keep praying. And in the end, you will get through the valley, all right? And maybe you have your own valley that's very unique. Maybe you're sick. Maybe someone close to you is sick. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you're out of work. Maybe you're up against it. Maybe you lost your mom, lost your dad, lost them both. Maybe these are the things that people go through in life. Everybody, nobody is exempt from it. It doesn't mean you've lost your purpose in life. It doesn't mean life is over. It means it's just another thing we got to march through, okay? I just felt obligated to respond to that. I thought maybe that might help at least one person out there, even if it doesn't help this guy who we all should keep in our prayers, by the way. Here is Caroline Levitt today.
We are in a period of economic transition. We are in a period of transition from the mess that was created under Joe Biden in the previous administration. Joe Biden left this country in an economic disaster. And as we all know, and this administration continues to combat, prices soared more than 20% under Joe Biden because...
And nothing she said there was wrong or inaccurate at all. Nothing she said is wrong or inaccurate. But like we talked about in the opening, what will matter is how are people feeling about the economy come election time? That stuff works now because every administration does that. Democrat takes over and things aren't going well. Well, the last administration screwed everything up. You take over. Oh, the Democrats screwed everything up. None of these things are necessarily wrong, right? But also none of those things are going to get you reelected. The ship has to be righted at some point in time. And they, of course, know that. Brooke Rollins, Ag Secretary, came out and said this today.
A good piece of news we just got in the last day or two is that the average cost of a dozen eggs has now gone down $1.85 since we announced our plan about a week and a half ago on February the 26th. So,
also a good thing. More good news if you're stressed about the market.
There's some goodies coming, right? Lower taxes, less regulation. Yeah. Less fentanyl in this country because we closed the borders, which is going to be good for the economy. Less immigration, which means you don't have illegal immigrants clouding our healthcare system. All this is happening right now, and it's not being factored into the market.
The stock market is not the economy, as we've said many times. The economy is how people feel about the economy now because our economy is 70% consumer-based. So this won't be determined by what the stock market is, whether it's high or it's low. The stock market was high under Joe Biden. The economy sucked. Do people feel like they're getting that kind of relief? The Trump administration is going to need time to implement their plan. And then will their plan work? I don't know. We shall see. When's the last thing you did as a family that was enjoyable for all of you? I don't know about you. In the Kelly household, it's family board game night, which, one, we're going to argue about which board game to play, and then depending on the board game, we're probably going to argue during the board game because everyone in my family is hyper-competitive. What if, instead of movie night, instead of board game night, what if just one time you tried a little free online course from Hillsdale as a family? Ah, oh, Jesse, that sounds boring. Really? You don't think your kids would geek out on learning about the Roman Republic? The rise and fall of it. Everyone loves learning about that. You guys want to learn more about the book of Genesis? The stories that you want some context? Make it come alive in your mind? Hillsdale will give you that. There's no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll, and there's no cost. Go. Sign up. Enjoy it.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Tim Walz throws Kamala Harris under the bus over the election loss. I almost forgot about Tim Walz. And you know who else I kind of forgot about? It's his psycho wife. Remember when we got introduced to his wife and she basically creeped out the entire country and America was all, whoa, I don't want her boiling my rabbit. After a four-year nap, the New York Times will start fact-checking the White House. Once again, the brave American press is going to start speaking truth to power now that the dementia patient has been wheeled out the back of the White House. J.D. Vance wows the crowd at the National League of Cities. I didn't know that was a thing, but that sounds freaking cool. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the Crimean War and do more politics. That's all.